You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Hello, everyone. Mari Sagal here, and I hope you're all ready for a jam-packed, incredible Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show tonight. Not only do I have my two favorite co-hosts, DJ Jesse Janity and Jackie Moran with me, I also have a special guest calling in about 10 minutes, Kevin Lee, Lisa Vanderpump's wedding planner, who was hilarious on last night's episode, will be joining us shortly. So, Jesse, Jackie, how are both of you?
I am excited to talk to Kevin Lee, and because I will be live at the AfterBuzz Studios starting tomorrow, and then you'll be there live, Mari, so we have lots of exciting stuff coming up for AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, I'm so excited. I'm so excited, guys. This is my guilty pleasure of all TV shows. This is it. And then I love that I get to come and do it with you guys because I feel so giddy. I used to feel like this with other shows that I did, but this totally takes it. Like, I have to make sure I'm not doing anything. Nothing is going on when this comes on. So I'm just so amped to talk about last night's episode.
I was thinking during last night's episode, because honestly, the first couple episodes this season, I really still felt somewhat uncomfortable, and I was thinking a lot about Taylor and Russell and the elephant in the room. And as the episodes go by, I know also just because as time goes by, I'm not thinking about that anymore, and I'm just getting back to what Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was known for in the first place, which was drama, drama, drama. And I'm loving watching it. You know, our guest last week, I think, was really offended, Meredith Fineman of the FFJD. I think she was offended by how mean and catty the women got. But I do have to say, I think it's incredibly entertaining. Jackie and Jesse, what do you guys think?
Well, I think it's, honestly, for me, it's just a gripping force of drama, whether you like it or you don't like it. You can't help but watch it. You can't help but want to talk about it. I actually went to the hair salon today, and I brought the show up, and it sparked such a dramatic conversation, and that's just what the show is about. And at times, I think, like with the Taylor thing, it can get a little uncomfortable, but no matter what, whether you love it, whether you hate it, you can't help but be mesmerized by it and want to talk about it.
I definitely agree. I mean, I got the same sense that you did, Mari, from our guest last week, which it kind of disappoints me because I'm totally on the opposite field. Like, I do feel for these girls, and anyone who, you know, has met me, or, like, you can't fully judge me based off of these shows. I'm a very, like, heart-to-heart type of person. I can totally feel. I even empathized with Brandy last night. But in the end, I don't want to watch. I can watch Oprah for that. You know, I want to watch these girls because they're not really friends. And they're just thrown into a room together. And this is what, it's like the real world. I love it. I love watching seven strangers in one area.
In Beverly Hills,
you know what? Before our special guest calls in, and before we get into the drama of Kim and Kyle and Brandy, can I talk about my second favorite part of the episode last night? Obviously, Kevin was hilarious and wonderful, but Dana last night reeked of desperation so badly, but it was so hysterical. Jesse, I can't wait to hear your thoughts, because she reeks of desperation, and I didn't even know what she was talking about. she, like, after Brandy storms out, she sits with her on the couch. She goes, let's do it. Let's go on our journey. We're together forever. That's what it's all about. We're always and forever. That's what we do. And Kyle gives her this look like, are you on drugs? Like, honestly, she reeks of desperation and just, like, crawling up Kim and Kyle's ass. She, like, and never coming out. I mean, I don't want to say too much about her because actually I've been tweeting with Dana this week, and Dana wants to come on to our show. She wants to be interviewed. So hopefully she'll join us, and I guess set the record straight. But at this point, I think Dana is hilarious to watch, and I actually, you know, I made the prediction that she was going to be like Cindy from Real Housewives of New York and be boring. She's not boring at all. She's not dramatic. She is just hilarious to watch. So, Jackie, and then Jesse, what do you guys think?
Well, I can't believe you picked out that one moment with Kyle being like, what's going on? Like, because that was my ultimate star in my notes moment where I just, out of 2 seconds of a whole hour, made me laugh so hard because Kyle, that real sense of Kyle comes back. And where I didn't like her a lot in this episode and this whole fight scene, that moment was just priceless because she's like, what are you talking about? And it was like, just made me laugh so hard. And, you know, Dana, she's definitely interesting, but not in the way we would have expected. I think, Jesse, I'm sure you have something to say about that. She's interesting because she's not like the other girls. She doesn't bring a real sense like we thought she might, but what she brings is like this kind of like new girl wanting to be cool, like in high school, the girl that just tries to fit in, because a lot of this is like high school. And you're right, Mari, that in itself is so entertaining. And she actually inspired me to write a blog post because of her bragging about all of her buys. On my blog today, I wrote a Dana-related blog post. That's how much I get a kick out of Dana.
Oh, my gosh. Ladies, I will be the human sacrifice, especially if we get her on the show. Because fish out of water. Are you kidding me? I was dying. Let's do it. Let's go on our journey. We're together forever. That's what it's all about. Let's do it. We're always and forever. That's what we do. Go on our journey. It's what we do. Yeah. What? Bitch, what? What are you talking about? I get it. I got it. It made sense to me. She clearly wants whatever type of drugs Kimmer is doing. That's what this is all about. That's why she's buddying up to her. She's like, okay, I'm an East Coast girl. She's like, I know how to party like that. And so here she is. She's thinking Kim's getting it crunk in the bathroom, and that's what she wants to do. She's like, let's go on vacation. You know, good, clean, fun. Good, clean, fun. But why do you keep saying clean? What are you insinuating? What are you going through? Are you kidding? Oh, my God. It was so hilarious. And then at the freaking charity event with the fur, and Taylor was like, oh, it's funny, I have the same jacket, it's just faux fur. I felt like at first she was gonna say oops, like be like catty about it and be like, I'm sorry you have the faux fur but I have the real fur. Like, girl, please stop it, you're ridiculous. She had me,
and she says she's from the East Coast, yet when she's trying to break up the fight, this was the funniest line ever, she goes, we're from Beverly Hills. We don't do this. And I was like, what are you talking about? You Beverly Hills people don't do what?
Oh, but I got to actually kind of disagree with you, Jackie, but kind of agree. She's not real in the sense of she's keeping it 100. That's a little bad girl's term for you guys. But she is real because it's like taking an awkward person who doesn't know how to act on TV, and you can totally tell who they are just by the way they act. So to me, she's the realest character on this show because she's such a fish out of water, and she's trying to play this part, and it's so it's like you can see right through her. Everyone can see right through her. Actually, well, Camille is I love Camille. But you heard last night, Camille saw right through her. From the first day she met her, she was like, who is she? Like, we're not we're not even friends. Like, why are we going on vacations together? Like, let's get to know each other first. Like, oh my God, she had me dying. And then you talk about, oh, my baby's not a genius. You're talking about last episode that your baby's a genius. And then last night, you know, my baby's not perfect either. Well, girl, make up your mind with what you want to say, because you're going left, right, back, forth. You're doing a freaking tango here. But I love her. Oh, she is hilarious to me. I can't wait till the Vegas
trip. Then she's so weird. She also just met Kim, just like she doesn't know Brandy. Yet she's like, Kim, I don't like it. Brandy keeps calling me Pam. That's our thing. And I'm just like, what are you talking about?
And then at the end of the night when Kim said bye to her, she used her name and she was like, no, Pam. Like, she needs to have that connection. Like, she wants to have an inside joke. And she's like that girl that, like, you had one moment with, and then, like, a year later, she's still bringing that, like, hey, Pam. It's like, no. I was done.
Well, Dana, if you're listening, we promise not to be harsh on you when we interview you, but we'd like you to set the record straight here at AfterBuzz TV, so I'm going to tweet you again after the show and hopefully get you on soon.
Well, and also, I don't want her to feel, like, nervous that we're going to jump on her, because for me, I personally, another reality TV classic, that whole, let's do it, let's go on. I rewound that like 3 or 4 times last night, but part of me wants to know, like, is that editing? Because, you know, a couple episodes ago, Jackie mentioned the sunglasses thing, that might have been edited just to make her say, you know, to sound like she said it more times than she actually did. So I'm wondering if they cut something out, like, because there was a part of that sentence where she said, you know, I have a sister, so I know what it feels like. And so I kind of feel like she might have been saying to Kyle, like, this is the journey of sisters. Like, this is what sisters go through. You know, because they left that one part in there. But I wonder if it was edited to make it sound like she was on, like, too much Tylenol.
Well, I want to give Dana, in her defense, I do want to defend her on one point, which is that she was trying so hard to be a good hostess at the end, where she was trying to smooth it over with Brandy. She was trying to smooth it over with her new, you know, besties, Kim and Kyle. And as silly or funny as she may have come off, I do feel like you can tell she's a good person, and you can tell she was trying to sort of, she's new to the drama. She probably didn't know what to do. And I think she was trying to kind of appease everybody and sort of make everybody happy and be the good hostess. So I want to give her credit for that, because I think she's a good person at the end of the day, and she entertained me. So I'm really not saying anything bad about her, really.
I actually mean to say I was pleasantly surprised by her, because I thought she was going to be boring based off of her first episode and just based off of our AfterBuzz TV interview with her at the Emmy gift week. I just thought she'd kind of be a dud like Cindy. But she's hilarious to watch and very entertaining, so I wouldn't be surprised if she was asked back for next season.
Absolutely, and hopefully we can get her on the show, because I'm dying. You know, we met her, Jesse, at the Emmy Style Lounge, and I'm dying to get a little follow-up now that she's started playing out as a character.
Absolutely, yes. And I think it's going to be interesting to see, because I honestly believe Camille is friends with her, so it would be interesting to see how that arc of the story happens.
Right. Well, I bet you just, you know, people took sides, and Camille and Dana ended up on one side together, and one reason why they probably took sides is because of this Kim and Kyle versus Brandy divide. I mean, hopefully, for Brandy's sake, I hope it's not just Adrian on her team the whole rest of the season, because, frankly, I feel bad for Brandy. You know, I think what she said was out of line. I don't think that Kim is taking crystal meth, and, you know, I think that she, it may be anxiety meds, it may be alcohol, I don't know. I know she's on something, but it's definitely not crystal meth. But I will say, Kim and Kyle were attacking her. They were attacking her parenting. They were rude to her from the beginning. They hid her crutches, you know, and she's not the type of girl to just sit and take it. And so I felt really bad for Brandy. She had to, like, get up and leave by herself, and, like, the only other new girl is sitting there kissing Kim and Kyle's ass, and all the other women are by Kim and Kyle, even Camille, because, you know, Brandy's new. And so I felt really bad for Brandy. I don't know. What do you guys think, Jesse and Jackie?
I am so glad that you say that, Mari, because here we are agreeing for once, maybe. No, I think we've agreed a lot lately, and I'm agreeing with you on this. I was livid about this situation, number one, because I'm a Kyle fan, and she came off horribly. And I'm going to chalk it up a little bit to the fact that she was maybe trying not to make her sister look so bad. But Kim, who I normally think is quirky and funny, really started coming off as crazy to me in this episode, and something is wrong with her. I'm not sure what it is.
Guys, I hate to interrupt, but we have our special guest actually with us
Kevin
on the line
Lee.
Right now.
Our special guest, Kevin Lee, has joined us. So for all our fans listening, you saw Kevin on last night's episode. He is Lisa Vanderpump's party planner. He has been a party planner of my family for years. He planned my sister's wedding, and I am so excited to introduce Kevin to all our listeners. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, how are you? Thank you so
we're
much
good,
for
we're good, we're good.
Great.
Oh, of course. We were just talking about you. You were hilarious on last night's episode. Before we get into it, have you gotten any sort of response from last night's show?
Oh, my God. I got so many tweeters and, you know, people sending me emails and calling me, and it was like people had so much fun, and it was a great response to it.
And so tell us, what's Lisa Vanderpump like?
Oh, she's so sweet, though. I mean, she's a very nice lady, and she's Beverly Hills over the top, but also at the same time, she's a sweet and just caring and just, you know, I'll be honest with you, just living in Beverly Hills, a lot of ladies are so she, and, you know, over the top. They're always like, just, you know, think about, you know, what we can do, the better things to make it other than other people, competitions and all that. It's so much going on. But herself, it's just like, how to say, just sweet and just mother-like, you know? So she's a really nice lady.
And can you give us any insider details on Pandora's wedding?
Oh, my God, the wedding was so incredible. You know, they are English. So, I mean, her taste also pretty much very European. And her dress was just over the top. It was just so great. And she got inspired by the Princess Diana, you know, then she passed away. And that dress was just incredible.
And now, you talked about the dress on last night's show. Did there end up being any pink in the dress, or was it all white like you wanted?
Actually, you know, we wanted the pink dress, but you know what, just a little too much. It was all like a off-white dress. It was gorgeous, but we had a pink flowers, you know, in her bouquet, so that's the pink for her.
And I'm guessing it was in a garden and not in a church like Lisa wanted.
Oh, we couldn't go to church. I mean, you know, she lives in Beverly Hills. She has an over-the-top, fabulous house. And, you know, I mean, this just doesn't go with going to church to the house. It was just too much to have to going back and forth. So we decided to have a wedding at her house, and it was just spectacular.
And now some people on Twitter said they were shocked when you said that the average wedding in Beverly Hills cost $1 million. Is that true?
That's true. It's not a lot these days, to be honest with you. I mean, people spend.
And now, a lot of people on Twitter absolutely loved you. I wanted to share some tweets. Bonnie Morrison said, Kevin Lee, you need your own show. And Trisha McCrone wrote, wedding planner Kevin Lee needs his own show. Love him. So would you ever do your own show, Kevin?
Definitely. I'm waiting for that. Of course.
Well, to all the Bravo execs who are listening, hopefully we could get Kevin Lee his own Bravo show. Jackie, my co-host here, she has been on Bravo's Project Runway. Jackie, what do you think? Would you watch Kevin's show?
Oh, my gosh. Kevin, you make me want to get married just so I can work with you.
Are you serious? I love you.
I think you are so fabulous, and I know a few people at Bravo. I think I'm going to have to call them up.
Oh, thank you so much. You're the best. You're fabulous, darling.
Oh, well, I hope we get to work together, and I hear you plan more than just weddings, so that's good to know, because great partying, right?
Oh, absolutely. All kinds of parties, you name it.
Excellent. Well, Kevin, I would love to know, did you have any interaction with the other Real Housewives cast members that you may have gotten any sort of inside scoop, or maybe just in the past working, you know, planning a party for any of them? Do you have any sort of opinions on any of the other cast members? Because I love Lisa, and I'm so happy to hear that she's a nice person.
Yeah, she is a great lady, and I love to work with other ladies, but we'll see. From this, I'm going to start a lot more, you know, parties and different events with them, so we'll see what happens.
Oh, boy. Well, Adrian looks like she could throw a great party too, right, Mari?
Oh, yeah, Adrian. Adrian's house is almost as beautiful as Lisa's. And now, Jesse, I wanted to give you a chance to ask Kevin a few questions, because, Jesse, I know you thought Kevin was amazing on last night's show.
Kevin, you had me dying, the she all over the place. Being out here in Beverly Hills, that's why I love watching the show. I've never watched it before. These girls got me involved. And yes, everybody in Beverly Hills is very she. But I want to know, like, what got you involved as far as wanting to create these events for people? Like, what is it that inspires you personally to keep going and always being the best and looking for the most extravagant? I want to know what your inspiration, because last night with Lisa, you were very like, no, you were shutting things down so quickly, and it's almost like, but, and you know, at first somebody would take that, you know, offensively, but I think, you know, even Lisa saw it like, no, he's doing this because he's done this a million times before. And he knows what this is a once in a lifetime thing, hopefully. And we have to make it extravagant, the best. So what is your inspiration as far as that, or what inspired you to get involved to do these types of events?
Be honest with you, I love opulence. Has to be over the top. That's why I have a business in Beverly Hills. All these Beverly Hills ladies love what I do, because, you know, what I do is has to be fabulous, of course. Without, you know, opulent and just something really outrageous, I cannot touch their hearts. So, you know, over to touching their hearts, I mean, actually, I have to be over the top and something really unique and different. And also, my personality itself is very over the top. You know, I cannot touch something very simple. It has to be something dramatic, you know. And when you walk in, you have to touch your heart. So, you know, everything has to be really, like, you know, when you look at it, the details and all the styles and fashionable forward, and, you know, it has to be really like you've never seen before. So every event of what I do is something unique and different. So that's why a lot of, you know, Beverly Hills crowd are looking for, you know, like my events.
Do you have a specific...
Go on, Jesse.
Do you have a specific event that, you know, you kind of just look back and say, wow, like... that was my favorite. I really like went to the top. I'm sure all of you know, all of them have been to that extravagant level. But is there one that really stands out in your head? And
like
what made it
did,
so different?
When I did Brad Pitt's wedding once, and that wedding was so outrageous, spectacular. It was really touched my heart. So, for sure, his wedding was so far was the one of my favorite weddings that I ever done.
And, Kevin, I hope my sister's wedding was one of your favorites, too, because that turned out absolutely beautifully.
Oh, my God. Your sister's wedding was so spectacular, of course. That was over the top. Being not your mother, another Beverly Hills mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, your mother is a typical Beverly Hills mother of mother. That was great.
And so tell us, do you normally watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, or was last night your first time watching the show? And what do you think of it?
I love that show so much, but I love the arguing. All these women are arguing all the time, and I love that. You know, I don't do that every day, and when I'm watching that show, I get excited so much, you know? So I love that show a lot, actually.
And so what's your opinion of Kim and Kyle versus Brandy?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I love Kyle. I think her style is great. I think she's like a typical the housewives. They look for something special, and that's something, how to say, has to go without like spending like outrageous kind of money. But like Adrian, she's over the top. She has a gorgeous house, and you know, being knowing her lifestyle, and Camille also has to be over the top. And, you know, they have different personalities that look for something different. But I love Kyle. I think she's really real, and she's, like, always saying things right. And, you know, the different personalities makes it such a different show, and I really love that show.
And what do you think of the newest housewife, Brandy?
Oh, my gosh. She's a little too much for me, for my taste. But we'll see what happens, you know? But, I mean, she's really, great. I mean, way they found her, but she's really excellent. I love her. I think she can be a great asset for the, you know, coming up shows. Yeah.
Well,
and Jackie and Jesse, any last questions for Kevin?
Yeah, Kevin, last night's episode, I know you've worked with so many Beverly Hills women. What's your thought of Dana and how she kind of seemed a little desperate trying to be so extravagant around these girls?
You know, be honest with you, they are so insecure themselves. I'll be honest with you. You know, Beverly Hills women, they have everything. Even though when you have more, they want more and more. So they're so insecure to themselves. So I think, you know, she's the one of type that, you know, like typical Beverly Hills wives that's insecure and looking for something always more than more. And we'll see what happens. What's going on?
Yeah, I have to agree with that. And I just want to add in that I hope that you travel to New York, because when I have my next event in New York, I'm calling you, Kevin, if that's okay.
You got it. I'm there already. Thank you.
Yay! Well, I so enjoy your work, and I definitely hope to meet you one day.
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure. Definitely.
Well, Kevin, we'd love to have you join our show again. I know all our listeners will absolutely love this segment. So we'd love to have you join us for a couple more episodes here on AfterBuzz TV. And for all our listeners, you can find Kevin at lapremiere.com. All the beautiful parties he's planned, and also on Twitter at LA Premier Flowers, and that's PREMIER. And now, Kevin, after all your popularity from last night, will you start your own Twitter?
Oh, you know what? I'll be honest, I got so many Twitters coming in. It's like I can't even keep up with it, so I'm still tweeting right now, I'll be honest with you. So, you know what, we'll see how many Twitters have to, you know, send it out. But, my hand is, like, really so tired already.
Okay, Kevin. Well, thank you so much for joining us and calling in tonight. We hope to have you on again soon.
Absolutely.
And we're going to do our best to try to get you your own show.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Have a good night.
You too. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was Kevin Lee joining us. He is hilarious. He is the best party planner in Beverly Hills. As you said, you know, he's incredible. Who wouldn't want a party planned by Kevin? So fun, so funny, and I'm so glad he called in.
And I have to say, guys, that he called out the women very, very accurately, I think, like the insecurity factor. He loves Kyle's style. He thinks she's great. Brandy's a little much. He read the women very well, actually. So he must be a pro at his job by now with working with Beverly Hills women, I can tell.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I'd love to have him on our show again, because I actually think his opinions of the women were pretty dead on. Jesse, what do you think?
No, I totally agree. And, you know, that's exactly when I wanted to hear his inspiration for it, because, like I said, him just shutting the girls down last night, at first I was like, who is this guy coming in here telling these girls what they're going to do for the, no, no pink. The girl wants pink in a dress. But the reality is he does this. He knows these girls. He knows the type of women they are. And they might get that pink dress. They might walk down that aisle and then look at the pictures and say, you know what? That wasn't as fabulous as I wanted it to be. You know, so I definitely think he knows these women like the back of his hand.
And now he said he thought Brandy was a little too much and that he really liked Kyle. So just getting back to the drama between the two of them, we were saying we feel bad for Brandy. And, you know, I love Kyle too, and she did admit in her blog that these episodes are not her finest and that this is not the example she wants to set for her family. And I truly believe that. I think that, like Tim said, when they're together and they're attacked, they have each other's backs. And then when they're one-on-one, they're kind of nitpicky, and we'll get into that. But just rounding out the Kim and Kyle versus Brandy drama, where do you guys stand on this? I mean, I personally think the charity lunch was so awkward, and the fact that no one said anything. And while I love Lisa, I think Lisa was fighting Kyle's battle there. Lisa never once said hello. Brandy never did anything to Lisa, so I personally think that was rude of Lisa not to say hello. And then I thought it was pretty juvenile that the women didn't say anything to each other during their entire lunch. And, you know, we got some tweets about this, too. Basically, last night they were saying that Kim and Kyle are so juvenile. That was Prima Donna. The Prince tweeted that. And Emma Vancey tweeted, Brandy Glanville, so refreshing to hear you speak your mind and hold nothing back. So I think, you know, Brandy got some sympathy last night, Jesse and Jackie.
Go ahead, Jackie.
No, go ahead, Jesse.
I don't know. I don't know if I fully feel bad for Brandy. I mean, watching it, I sympathized with her. But the things you claim, and she's almost there, like, she could be Camille. She could be that younger girl. If you're in that type of a situation, I've been in that situation where, you know, you feel like the odd one out. I get that. But the only way to go about that is not to attack, not to be like, bring it, bitch. Not to be like, your sister's doing crystal meth. And that's the only thing she kept firing. And it was just like, one, stop letting them get a rise out of you. Stop allowing them to have that. You know, when you see somebody acting so juvenile, and she kept saying, you guys are being so immature, well, you're joining them. You're playing their game. Now, there's three other women here. You can sway those three other women to see your side. But now they're going to go with the girls that they know because you used the words crystal meth. You attacked her sister. You know, now, do they say that you're a bad parent? Does that really make you a bad parent because your kid whipped out his thing and peed on a lawn? No, that doesn't make you a bad parent. You should know that. And to let somebody, yes, I'm such a horrible parent because I can't control my child to go pee on along. It was a little boy. Things happen like that. So I just wish she handled it differently, and I would have sympathized with her so much more. But to go back and forth and back and forth, it was just like, I don't know, it kind of aggravated me. It aggravated me on both sides because Kyle, it was just like, girl, sit down. Like, let your sister fight this battle because it's weird. Where I would have called it out. It's a little weird. I'm putting makeup on. Who for who? Who are you putting makeup on for? We've seen each other at all times. What are you reapplying for? Are you sweating? Do you need me to turn the air up? Like, what is going on with you? You know, and actually somebody, Taylor, who I haven't been too fond of, it was really, I don't know, I liked that she stood up and, like, got in the middle of that and, like, stopped the fighting because she was just like, this is ridiculous. Like, what are you guys doing? You're really going to beat her up? Like, you're going to fight her inside this house right now? Like, And for her to say that, it was just like, thank you for bringing these girls onto a normal playing field. I get Brandy felt attacked, and she just was like, you know, backed in a corner, and she just lunged, you know, back out. But you used the wrong words. You should have taken the higher road. And then even at the charity event, I'm glad she went to the event, because exactly, girl, like, don't let that Kyle feel that she has that her thumb on you. Like, no, you should have said hi. Hello, Kyle. Pull Kyle aside. Spoken to her. You know what you really should have done was pulled Kim aside, not Kyle. Because Kyle fought someone else's battle. So you should have made up with Kim. Let Kyle be the odd one out. Let Kyle sit in her stupidity. Because to me, the only one that looked really stupid last night was Kyle. You know, Kim is crazy, but she had a right. Someone attacked her with the whole crystal meth in the bathroom. Brandy was, you know, not as bad because she felt attacked and she lunged back out. But Kyle, what are you doing? You started this whole fight. You could have been the middle person, but you didn't. And here we are now. And then as far as the dinner scene, it was just like, it upset me with Lisa because I do like Lisa, but we all know Lisa has something against her anyways. You know, oh, where do you live, dear? That's all you said. And then you just start eating again and then laughing and giggling. This isn't Mean Girls. We're not at the lunch table. Be classy. You know, stop going around bragging about how much class you have because you don't use the word slut, but then you're sitting there acting like a child. I don't know. Do you agree, Jackie?
Well, I think Lisa was in the wrong to a point, but she kind of like always handles things in a way where she was funny about it, and she did reach out once with one statement, so you kind of let Lisa slide a little bit. I love that Taylor got in the middle. I love Taylor during this. Adrian has really become like my new straight shooter as far as like not taking sides. I think she's very real about defending different people for different reasons, whereas Kyle was always my real girl. Adrian's sort of taken over that role. My issue with Kim and Kyle is I think they were acting like Brandy had something to prove and has to, you know, apologize to them when Brandy didn't do anything except take it one step too far, in my opinion. Had she not said the crystal meth comment, take that out of the equation, what else did she really do wrong that night? I don't think she really did anything wrong. I think she was attacked. I think they're saying she needs to apologize. No, they need to apologize because they've never met her. Kim never met her, and she hated her from the beginning. That's totally wrong, as messed up as Kim may be. And Kyle, even if she was being roped into her sister's stuff, you know what, Kyle? You should know better. And I think she does know better. But I think Kim and Kyle were definitely the bad guys here. I think there's explanations for it, but I think Brandy would not have been at fault had it been that one comment, and then everybody got to use that comment as, like, the worst comment of the night. So I just wish Brandy never said that comment, because for once, she wouldn't have been the bad guy here.
I totally agree with you, Jackie. The second Brandy made such a crazy allegation, she had no ground to stand on at that point. And while I love Kyle, I wasn't surprised by her behavior because I know she's tough and I saw it last season. I was surprised by Kim's, only because Kim has never really been catty. And like you said, Kim never even met Brandy, and to immediately say, I don't want to be on a team with her, and say, you know, hide her crutches, I was very surprised by that.
Absolutely, Jesse, what did you think?
Hello, girls?
Yeah, sorry, Jackie and Jesse.
I just the whole crutches thing was ridiculous. Like, really? And then at the end, like, just somebody stand up and just be like the bigger person. And that's what upsets me with this. You guys are grown people. And then to cut to a scene, and I'm kind of sorry to go into this, but to cut to a scene about you wanting Kyle to not liking Kyle taking the mother role, Kim, it's just like, well, look how you guys are acting. Like, someone needs to step in. And actually, you know, I was happy Taylor stood up and said that, but I wish Camille stood up and said it too. I wish somebody sat there and said, you know what, but all of you guys are wrong. You know, and to me, be that dramatic person that says, I'm leaving because you guys don't know how to act and this isn't what I signed up for. I came to have a good night with the girls. We can't even pick teams. Like, we're picking people last out of, you know what I mean? Like, grow up. grow up. We're all here. Let's get to know each other. You know, then to keep commenting, obviously, you know, and it was cool that Taylor picked out that, you know, Brandy keeps calling herself a slut or using that word in terms with, you know, when it comes to her. And it's just like, I don't know, I feel like Kyle was supposed to be that person, to be the humble one and kind of recognize that. And I don't know, Kyle's really turned me off.
Jackie, what do you think about Kim and Kyle?
Kim and Kyle, really, for me, I feel like they both just, you know, when you team up as sisters like that, I just think they really just both are probably looking at the show. I know we know Kyle is. Kim, for me, really started to go off the deep end in this one, and I'm sure we're going to get to her and Kyle's whole deal. And I just, Kim is messed up to me. I do think something is wrong with Kim. I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know if it's drinking. I don't know what it is, but Kim really is unraveling for me. And Kyle, I think, just was in the wrong situation. She was with her sister. They were teaming up. I think they were totally at fault. They started the whole thing. They were being ignorant. They don't know Brandy. You know, even Kyle calling her out for her the way she raises her child. I love how Adrian defended her, because really, is that all you have to say about her? Like, that's not the worst thing in the world. So I did not like them at all during this. And, you know, I actually am reminded of how much I love Camille, too, guys, because Camille, I think, was also very good during all of this. And I loved Camille as we went into the charity event, can I just say, because I love that she exposed herself, that she was afraid of public speaking, her with her mom. I don't want to forget about the good moments here, because those were some really great moments for Camille, whether she has her, you know, voice in the producer's ear and they're making her look great. I don't know. I will take it, though, because I am loving Camille. And I think she came off great in all of these instances. And I really liked her during during the charity event. And I think Kim and Kyle really were the worst girls of the episode as far as the way they handled their actions.
Jackie, I'm glad you did say maybe it has something to do with producers and editing, though, because while I do think the moments with Camille on last night's show and this season thus far are very nice, I always take it with a grain of salt and think, how much did she have to do with how she was portrayed this season? And I don't buy it. I don't buy the nice act. So I hope at least the old Camille comes out, but I don't know if it even will. Her deal with Bravo must be airtight. But I wanted to talk about Kim. I actually felt that Kim was kind of vindicated last night when we're talking about Kim and Kyle and their relationship. And what I mean is, the big fight in the limo last season, the big explosion, when Kim said, "You stole my house," and then Kyle was like, "You're crazy." I didn't know what that meant, and I thought Kim was making crazy allegations. But when it was explained to me, I understand why Kim would feel that way. Basically, she agreed to sell her one-third share of their mother's house to Kyle for $20,000, and then when she wanted it back, Kyle said no. And Kyle even admitted, you know, it was for sentimental reasons that Kim wanted this house. So now I somewhat understand Kim's side of that blow-up more. At the time, I thought Kim was just crazy. And then also, you know what, I do think that Kyle babies and mothers Kim. And, you know, keep in mind here, Kyle is younger than Kim, and like, Kim wants to move houses, and every single little thing, Kyle has an opinion, and it's not a sisterly opinion, it's done in a motherly way, and I understand that when their mother passed away, she must have said something like, you know, watch after Kim, but I kind of get why Kim is kind of fed up with Kyle at this point. Jackie, what do you think?
I mean, I agree. Kyle is a little aggressive and overbearing. It's annoying having somebody in your life who, to me, if it was if you're in a relationship with somebody and they're a little more like that, I would feel it's because they know how you are. But it's just like with Kyle, it's like, you've done me wrong. We're sisters. You love me. You know how I am to a point. You know, but I have my own family. I take care of my own. So stop always. Like, it was really ridiculous that her following her to the bathroom every single time. It was really ridiculous her over making such a big deal out of her not showing up at Adrian's party. It's like, you're only making it that bad because you want to make it that bad. And now you're affecting your sister. Let your sister do what she wants, and she will face her own repercussions. I understand it's hard to see somebody you care about go through that, but that's life, you know, and you're not helping anybody out by doing that. You're only making the situation worse, and you actually could probably cause more damage in doing so. And then as far as, you know, the whole house situation, I didn't see the limo fight, but, you know, for what I actually have family members who have gone through a situation like that, and to me, that's a little tacky. It's a little like, we grew up here. What do you need? You need this house to yourself. Like, I don't know. It just seemed a little over the top ridiculous to me. And like, Kyle needs to have her things and she has it together, and that's why she can make decisions. And it's like, girl, no one appointed you as friggin' chief in command.
Jackie, yeah, what do you think of Kim and Kyle? I feel bad talking about this sister's relationship, though. You know, there are certain things that children, sisters, I feel bad sitting there and picking at a relationship and analyzing it. But when they expose themselves to the show like this, that's what they're exposing themselves to.
Well, right. And before you go, Jackie, I just want to say, you know, I did the New Jersey Housewives the other day. And exactly to speak to that point, Mari, I love, and even, you know, to last week, our special guest, you know, I love the drama, but the things that hit me at home are seeing, like, because the housewives in New Jersey, a lot of them are related, so it's like, it's all fun and games, but like, at the end of the day, they're all family, and it's like, y'all should be sticking with each other, y'all should be understanding each other, not airing each other's dirty laundry. And so, you know, to see it happen again last night on, you know, the housewives, it was just like, that hurt, that, exactly, it's that's uncomfortable for me to talk about, because it's like, I don't want to be in their family's business, you know, commenting on that, because that's years and years of stuff. It's just interesting that it happened the day after the housewives of Jersey. Go ahead, Jackie, sorry about that.
Well, I do think that I can relate to a sister sort of storyline, because, you know, I think that's what's good about exposing it, is I think there's a lot of sisters out there. You know, my older sister was always, I call her a second mother, but she loves me to death, so, you know, I take the good with the bad. I think there's just that good and the bad of the sister relationship here. I'm not really going to nitpick it myself, because I think it's typical that there's a, you know, a sister that takes more care of the other sister, and, you know, is more of the motherly type, and, you know, so I'm not going to really blame Kyle for being, you know, maybe on the overbearing side, because look at Kim. She's kind of really a mess. She's really, for me, a little hard to watch these past couple episodes, because I can't follow her. Like, I can't even follow what she was saying about the breast spray thing, which was hilarious, but I had to, like, replay it to even learn what it was, because she's just so mumbled and jumbled. And so, do I really blame Kyle all that much for being on top of her? Maybe not, you know? So I think there's sides to it, and it is kind of that typical sister relationship. There's ups, there's downs. I think both sort of probably have certain elements that they'd like to eliminate about each other, but they're sisters at the end of the day, and I think they're both just trying to take care of each other. And I'm really worried about Kim, because I think I can't really follow her. I'm, you know, like, even at the end where she was like, whatever, the whole thing with Adrian, you know, I don't know if I can forget. And then, you know, she's saying about Brandy, like, I don't think I can forgive her, but did Brandy even do anything to you? You know, like, and are you really one to say that about Kyle at this point? You know, I don't know. I'm having trouble siding with Kim on anything lately, to be honest.
Yeah, well, before we go to a quick commercial break and then some news and gossip, I do want to say, for however much drama Kim got herself into in last night's episode, it was hilarious the fact that she thought that the air freshener she was using was breath freshener. So that was a nice moment. I don't know if that's because she's on something or she just genuinely made the mistake, but it's nice to have a little break from the drama and a moment like that. Jesse, go on.
Yeah, like, girl, stop. You didn't taste that? Like, what? And then, you know what else actually kind of bothered me? It slipped my mind. But, like, why are we going so hard about this whole Winston Churchill thing? Like, we get it. Yeah. It was funny in the moment, you know, but to, like, talk about it and go, guess who she thought? Like, that to me is absolutely ridiculous. Well, girl, you wouldn't appreciate it if Brandy went around saying, she just kept going in the bathroom. I don't know why she kept going in the bathroom, you know, because that within itself indicates something. You know, what if she was to go around saying she thought her air freshener was breath freshener? You know what I mean? Like, it's just these little things. And that actually really irked me when she went and carried that Winston Churchill thing afterwards at that event.
No, yeah. I totally agree with you on that one. I thought that was too catty. Jackie, what do you think?
Yeah, I do agree. And what if, you know, like that light moment with the breath spray thing, you know, what if somebody, you know, everybody has their moments of sort of maybe like, I'm blonde, so I can say blonde moments or whatever you want to call it. Nobody else was there, but people could have carried, you know, so there's so many things I think could be said about, you know, them that, you know, Kim or Kyle that somebody could be talking about. So I totally agree on that point.
Well, let's go to a quick commercial break because I have two explosive interviews that Real Housewives and people related to the Real Housewives gave this week. So I want to get a chance to discuss that. So we'll go to a quick commercial and then I'll have that.
All right. And I'm going to give you guys, girls, a warning. We actually have a brand new commercial tonight and it's much shorter than the others. So here we go.
Oh, okay. Very nice.
The biggest new media platform on the web just got bigger.
More bandwidth, smoother streaming, lightning fast download.
And get technical with me.
AfterBuzz TV is making the jump to hyperspace. Join the fun at your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Look at the size of that thing.
AfterBuzz TV.
Very nice. Well, that was some news to me, so that's very exciting. But to get into some Real Housewives news,
AfterBuzz TV News.
Taylor gave an interview this week, which I think is a little uncalled for. She said, "I was in an abusive relationship for 6 years, and that was going on. If the cameras were not in my life, I might not be sitting here today. A lot of domestic violence situations end in murder suicide versus just suicide. I have my daughter with me today, and by the grace of God, and perhaps reality television, I'm sitting here, and so is she." I think that is a little uncalled for, and I think that it's way too soon. And it almost seems like she's, like, marketing off of his death. And I thought that those comments were totally uncalled for. Jackie and Jesse.
I have to agree. I mean, I think that I don't like the way I've seen any interaction so far since everything has happened with her. There's been nothing in the media that I think really has portrayed her well so far. And, to me, I agree with you totally on this, Mari. It's just another example.
It's uncomfortable. It's actually making me want to go back to the first season and see who this guy was. You know, this monster of a person that apparently she was with. And, you know, he was so bad that he harmed himself. I don't know. To me, that sounds a little sketchy. But then again, it also sounded sketchy that Bravo didn't push the season back right after the death, you know. So to me, it's like, was there a way out with this that is kind of used to a marketing advantage? I don't know. It's uncomfortable. So,
I mean, I will say from watching the first season, he didn't treat her well. No, he did not. But he, like, has passed away now, and to vilify him and to make accusations against him when he's not even there to say anything or to defend himself, and this being the father of her child, and her child to go back and see these interviews that she did, I just think it's totally wrong. And I wanted to get to another interview that I thought was also totally uncalled for, was Kelsey Grammer last night said that Camille always wanted fame, that she married him because he was Frasier, and that he gave her Real Housewives as her parting gift. It was my way of saying, you always wanted to be famous, here you go. And he said, I remember having one conversation where I said, well, don't worry about it. After the first season, you can do the Divorced Wives of Beverly Hills next season. And then he goes on to talk about how his new wife, and that this is the first time he's ever been properly loved. So I think that was totally uncalled for, just like with Taylor's child. Kelsey and Camille's two children can look at these interviews. They can see this divorce battle play out in the media. And I think that's totally rude. I don't know. I think that he's an asshole, basically.
I have
Jesse
to agree
and
with
Jackie.
Molly.
Or Jackie.
Yeah, I have to agree. I think he is. I mean, I don't want to think that because I loved Frasier, but, you know, I'm not liking him the way he, you know, first of all, just the way everything played out, and then the way he talks about everything. I am so not a fan of his as far as what I've seen of him as a real person, forget, you know, his work on his acting work.
I totally agree. And I think that this is actually very interesting to see reality TV versus acting, you know, versus being on film. We don't really know who Frasier is, who Kelsey Grammer is. We know the work he does, but that's not really who he is. You know, with Camille, who is burying herself on television, and it's really interesting to see how we can sympathize with Camille. Yes, we thought, you know, she was a bitch last season, and, you know, but she's kind of understanding and getting over that and, you know, kind of reinventing herself, which I think any normal woman would do after a divorce. You know, we even saw some insecurity with her. I think he's full of it, actually. I honestly think he's full of it. I think that there was, maybe it wasn't the perfect marriage, but I don't think that she didn't love him. Now, what kind of way do you need to be loved is my question. You know, so I think it was very much uncalled for to be talking that nasty. Now, we have heard him say that comment about he gave her Real Housewives. Well, I would hope so. Because you embarrassed her on it, so.
Right. Well, people have said that he encouraged her to do it. And he's saying almost like she wanted to do it because she wanted the fame, and he let her do it.
Yeah, I don't
Jackie
know.
Jackie and Jesse.
I don't know. It's hard to tell what the situation was there, but either way, I mean, I'm glad she did it. That's all I'm going to say.
I totally agree. Yeah. I'm glad she did it, too. And now, in the end, we'll see who the monster is.
Exactly.
Well, let's go to some quick predictions before we all sign out.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, it looks like before we get to see Pandora's grand wedding, and I can't wait to see that based off of what Kevin told us, we'll have Pandora's engagement party next week. That seems to be a nice affair. Hopefully no drama there. I really like Pandora. I think that she seems like a lovely girl and was raised very well. And then I'm more excited for the spa day with all the girls because it looks like finally Kyle and Brandy have some sort of confrontation again. It doesn't look like there's apologies to be had, though. It looks like it's just more fighting. So I'm excited for that. Jackie and then Jesse, any last-minute predictions?
I will say that I am very excited for the engagement party. I love seeing, you know, lavish, beautiful parties, and I think Lisa is excellent at it. And I am definitely, it feels like it's going to be a lavish episode next week between that and the spa situation, and I'm really looking forward to hearing more between Kyle and Brandy.
Absolutely. I want more drama. I want more awkwardness. And I just can't wait to hear what Dana's got for us next week. I'm excited. I want to see, bring the Louboutins out. Let's see what
that's
you got.
Right.
Well, that's great. Well, I will be in studio in Los Angeles next week for a new Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and hopefully I will have another special guest with me. But I wanted to give Kevin Lee another shout out and thank you. He just emailed me saying he had so much fun on the show. So Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to check him out, go to lapremiere.com or tweet him at lapremiereflowers. And Jesse and Jackie, it's always a pleasure. So thank you so much, and make sure to catch us again next week, same time, same place, but video live in studio. Have a good night, everyone.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
AfterBuzz.
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 The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.